I was angry with him for that, but angrier with myself for having become one of those ancient boars whose highly selective memories of the past become transparently dishonest even to small children. I tried to break the habit, but must have failed. Between us, there was a dispute about time. He looked upon the time that had been my future in a disturbing way. My future was his past, and being young, he was indifferent to the past. As I hovered over my mother's bed, listening for some signals from her childhood, I realized that this same dispute had existed between her and me. When she was young, with life ahead of her, I had been her future and resented it. Instinctively, I wanted to break free and cease being a creature defined by her time. Well, I had finally done that. And then with my own children, I had seen my exciting future becoming their boring past. These hopeless end-of-the-line visits with my mother made me wish I had not thrown off my own past so carelessly. We all come from the past, and children ought to know what it was that went into their making, to know that life is a braided cord of humanity, stretching up from time long gone, and that it cannot be defined by the span of a single journey from diaper to shroud.